I recently took the mindfulness thing that they had here for depression, and I've been in a pretty significant depression for the last 3 years, actually. And I had some consideration about it. I didn't realize until I started the course that they didn't actually recommend it if you were in this particular place, if you were currently depressed, and I didn't know that when I signed up. But when I talked with my doctor, she said that actually at UC San Francisco, UCSF, that they are actually seeing that it is very beneficial for people who are actively depressed. And so I continued with it, but I do have to say that there were certain aspects of it which I still find extremely difficult to do because I am depressed. And one of those being, one of the things they have you do is a pleasant event, something or other, I can't even remember what it is.
Diary. Yeah.
Like a diary of things, and I can't even imagine what that is. I don't have a list because everything's very flat. So I can see, abstractly, if you could imagine, if you had a sense of joy about one activity as opposed to another, it would be easy. You could, like, and I read their list and I thought, are they out of their kind? What is pleasurable about, like, whatever this list was? I can't remember. Some of the things are so beyond words weird to me. I guess I'm just trying to say that for me as a person who's depressed, meditating, listening to the thoughts, I don't want to listen to those thoughts. I don't want to have anything to do with them because it's just like what you said, the rumination. Whether it's like a particular thing that recycles, I don't think that's what I experience. It's just this endless chain of negative crap in my head that it's not a particular thought that has an endless loop, it's just a lot. I have a lot of trouble with the whole idea of meditation because I don't want to listen to those thoughts. I want to get away from them. I sit down and listen to the CDs and I want to jump out of my cotton skin. Because I'm sitting there listening to this, stuff. With every once in a while, maybe there might be a second where there's not this junk going on.
A couple of things about that. So first of all, you mentioned the Pleasance Events diary or calendar, I think it's referred to. I mean, interesting enough, actually, that comes straight from CBT. That's not a mindfulness-based thing particularly. So actually, that is used in CBT for depression. And, I mean, I don't know what the examples were given. Actually, if you do pay close attention to your experience all the time, it is varying degrees of pleasant, unpleasant. It may not be whoopee, let's go and have a party pleasant, but there will be a variation. And in a way, that's what you're trying to sort of notice. For two reasons. One, because when you are depressed, you tend to not notice even the very slightly pleasant things. So to actually just start to even notice the very slightly pleasant things can just change things a bit. It's very easy to fall into it. It's all rubbish. So it can be useful. The other thing about that is, again, those shifts in unpleasant or pleasant can also be triggers to thoughts that can be useful to just be aware of. So that was one bit. And I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yes. Well, of course you want to get away from the thoughts. And that's what we do. The trouble is always fleeing from thoughts is problematic. I mean, I think this is where it's a question of practice. And in a way, building up, I think of it in terms of building up your muscles, your mindfulness muscles, so that you can be with more and more difficult experience or more and more sort of continuously unpleasant experience. I mean, just to give you a little example from my own life, when I first started meditating, I was a medical student and I was doing my finals, and I would sit and meditate and think, they're going to ask me about this, and I think of all the sort of horrible things that they could, and I just get more and more anxious, and I just gave up. I stopped meditating because I was just getting more and more anxious in the meditation. And a couple of years later, I was doing some more exams, which is what happens in medical careers, and I noticed the same thing happening. But what I noticed is that I was just able to, this is me getting anxious about And I could let the thoughts be there without getting so identified with them as I had been before. So I've just been able to just get a bit more space around them to be able to make a difference. And I know similarly with other people who, you know, describe really persistent negative thinking, that although it's quite a battle, actually it is possible to make a difference in terms of not getting so completely caught up with them and believing them. But as you say, it's completely understandable. You don't, you know, you're fed up to the back teeth of them, of course, in a way. Sort of, your immediate response is, no, I don't want to spend lots of time with them, thank you very much. But as I say, it may be a case of just sort of building up, just doing a bit of a time, little bit, little bit.